Danny, you still haven't changed your allocation to your portfolio, have you, from last week or yesterday? Still the same, right?
Yep.
There you go. All the feedback I'm getting is right. Well, we're going to find out why most investment advisors I've talked to have not changed their precious metals allocation at all. If anything, they are considering raising their allocation, if anything at all. Welcome back to the Wall Street Shuffle. I'll say again, in a couple days, we are going to add a new internet aggregator to our list, the Liberty Express. You can go out to libertyexpressradio.com, and it's there's some great shows on there, great folks. Chris Markowski is on there, Peter Schiff is on there, Al Corlin is on there, and the Magambo, since he's on the line with us right now. Magambo doesn't know it, but he's going widespread internet here in just a few days. He's going to be everywhere where people want to be. The aggregation of free market advocates. That's what it is. How are you, Magambo?
Well, I am fine, and thank you for the honor of being included with such an illustrious group of people.
Nicely said, my friend. you and Schiff are two peas in a pod when it comes to gold, except you are so eloquent and so articulate, inspirational, a leader among men, a value creator par excellence.
Well, thank you. I never thought I was quite like that, but now I will.
Well, I'm hoping when I start getting you cruise ship gigs that you'll have me to be your MC.
I think that's a wonderful idea. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Magambo Guru is with us right now, and he's just a special guy, terrific guy, and we have his latest article that'll be coming out, I believe, tomorrow in our newsletter. And your book will be coming out soon, although it's not really your book. It's somebody who has great respect for you that is publishing this book, and I'm looking forward to seeing it.
I'm looking forward to it, too. I want to see what's in it. I mean, I had nothing to do with this thing. I can't believe that he's actually doing it, and I hope it works out well for him.
Well, see, it's funny how funny and how humble you really are, because there's no joke here. This is not like it's really a secret Magambo book. These are people that like me that have just listened to him for years and read him for years and really, really enjoy his work, and we're keeping the Magambo spirit alive. As long as you're alive, your spirit's alive, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. The question on everybody's tongue right now is, should I be scared about precious metals? And who better to answer that question than you, my friend?
Well, I have a simple answer to that. The answer is no, you should not be scared. This is one of the biggest buying opportunities. People that are worried about it going down one day are traders. And it's hard to make – it's not only hard to make money being a trader, it's impossible, which I have proved over and over and over again. I don't do that anymore. Dollar cost averaging, investing for the long term, is exactly what's the beauty of dollar cost averaging. Now, when the price, you're putting in a set amount of money per month or per week or whatever it is, and you'll be able to buy more now with the set amount of money. I mean, what a bargain. Suddenly you'll be able to buy gold cheaper than you were last week. Wow, what a deal.
I think most people are concerned about it because they're saying, oh, I got in at 14 or 15 or 16 or 17, and right. Now it's down to 14 again, and therefore I've lost money, as opposed to a lot of us have been in it since it was in the threes. But I'm not crowing about it or gloating about it. What I'm saying is it doesn't matter where you are in gold. You will be rewarded. Don't worry about this $200 or $300 setback. This is – I know they said this to people in the 80s about gold. But gold's history had been, in the 200 range up until the 80s, and then it reverted to that, and it stayed. Yeah. It was a preservation of value. Gold doesn't pay a dividend. It doesn't do anything, but it does counteract the effects of a hyperactive central bank, and that's what it's there for.
You know, this recent sell-off reminds me when I first started getting into gold in '97. I'd buy my monthly allotment, and the next month it'd go down. And then buy some more next month, it'd go down again. It went down for 3 years, so finally I was questioning, but what am I doing here? Every time I buy this stuff, it goes down in price. I am underwater. Well, man, when I got down into the 260s and 270s, I mean, it just seemed like the world was falling apart from me. Look how it paid off. And it'll pay off exactly like that now. I was buying gold at less than $300 an ounce. I'm way up in it. You buying it now, it's really going to pay off. It is really going to pay off, and I'm urging everybody to start dollar cost averaging into buying gold and silver immediately. Best advice I can give you. And I wish I could charge them for it, but I can't.
I wish we could charge them for it, but we can't.
Yeah, that's great advice. I mean, it's the best advice you'll ever get from anybody. Buy silver and gold, and the central bank is doing its crazy thing. And all the other central banks are, too. And not Japan has jumped in doing it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everybody's creating money, so inflation and prices has got to come about. And gold and silver will shoot to the moon.
Well, now you know the story that's out there is that we should all be terrified of deflation. What do you think?
Well, there is going to be a lot of deflation. Yeah, deflation in a lot of things. Not everything goes up and not everything goes down. Gold and silver will go up, but a lot of stupid things will go down in price. Food will not. Energy will not. But second homes and vacation houses and jet skis and all that kind of stuff like that, yeah, they're going to have a tough time of it.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. The things that aren't critical, when you have higher rates of inflation, things become less important. And you're right. Food, housing, single your residence, not a second or third home. Are you not still amazed how many Americans think it's their birthright to have a second home or a vacation home? I still am amazed at that.
Well, you know, there was somebody the other day, some guy. Say that he wants a government that's going to take care of him. And that's what everybody thinks anymore. The government is here to solve people's problems for them and solve everybody's problems. I don't know where this idea came from, but it's been gaining ground for a half of a century now. And so now everybody expects that, yeah, the government's going to owe them a job and health care and telephones and high-definition television. I mean, government owes these people.
Well, here's the interesting. If you believe in big government, you don't believe in gold. I mean, there is no way to believe in big government and to believe in gold at the same time.
Well, it's really immaterial what you believe. One is going to pay off and one will not. Rely on the government. Look at all the government. Look at the people in Cyprus. They rely on their government. Look at the people in the European Union. They all rely on that government at a monetary government to keep them going, and they've been disabused of that notion pretty readily. So it's going to happen here too. You can believe whatever you want. The facts are the gold and silver are going to go up to the roof, and the people that own it are going to be rich people.
Getting a little indignant about gold and silver, that's what I like, the Mogambo attitude out there going, I don't care what people say. Of course you need to be in gold and silver. And, you know, Danny gives me a hard time all the time because he says, well, you're too heavily invested in gold and you tell people to do this. Well, number one, you and I don't give financial advice out. We just talk about what we believe in. And nothing has shaken my belief that when you have a printing press and you print unlimited amounts of paper that have no intrinsic value, I'm just saying this for some of our new listeners, when you do that, there are only so many things that can react positively to that in the long term and maintain their relationship. And the first thing they have to be is scarce, and nothing made of paper is scarce other than a Rembrandt.
Yeah, that's the intellectual argument. My favorite argument is that that's the way it's worked for the last 2,500 years in a row. Why would you think it's not going to happen this time? I mean, it's something that's happened 100% of the time before this when a government did something so stupid. What makes you think it's not going to happen this time? It always happens.
Yeah,
just go with it.
We're getting ready to add another young lady to our staff, and her background is international economics and history. And I said, what a great background, because generally those two attributes don't show up in the same person. And if you understand how economics works, not just Keynesian economics, if you understand economics, and then you also understand the history that economies of the world, of the modern world, have existed under these same rules, there are no new rules in economics. There is nothing new in economics.
Nothing.
No new rules there at all. If that's the case, if you understand both history and economics, boy, are you a valuable person.
Well, yeah, and you're going to be even more valuable to all your friends because you'll be the only one with any money who can buy a pizza and a six-pack of beer.
Yeah, I'm tired of recruiting people with what would be the background here? I don't know, healthcare skills or some ridiculous degree. I said, well,
criminal justice.
There you go. Can't you just go get a job in a prison? Do you really need a criminal justice degree? I mean, I'm just saying. But international economics and history, that was really appealing. Hey, let me go to Shane real quick. He's got some questions lined up for you from some listeners.
Okay. Well, we had a new listener who called in, and he identified himself oddly as Zorro, which was odd. But anyway, and then he lives in Dallas, which is funny.
Well,
you're just going to have that. Yeah. His question was, and it's a question that gets asked here, but he's a new listener, and he had a question. What happens if the government takes our gold? And I know y'all can do that in less than 2 or 3 minutes.
Our government cannot take our gold because of the Constitution. They can only they can take your gold away, but they have to pay you the money that it's worth. You at the instant of exchange, you give up your gold, and the government gives you the money. You will be dead even. And so the question becomes, what do you do then? Well, let's wait and see what happens. So something will spring up. There's going to be a lot of people around the world asking, now what do I do? I don't have gold. Well, somebody's going to come up with an answer. Somebody in Switzerland, somebody in Holland, somebody in Japan, somebody in Dubai. I don't know, somebody.
Yeah, you know, and Danny says that all the time. His philosophy is that the government, that forces within the government, within the financial system, will drive the price of gold down to as low a point as they can. And then his philosophy is that they will take the gold, pay you fair market value, and then the value skyrockets. And it's not a wholly impossible concept.
No, it's not. But, you know, it would be such a logistical nightmare. I mean, what would they do with it? Where would you turn it in? Who's going to account for it? Who's going to transport it? Who's going to pay for it? And all the money that they created. I mean, they're going to have to create hundreds of billions of dollars. And suddenly, it flood the economy with that. I mean, that's what we're talking. We're owning gold and silver because the government, the Federal Reserve, is still flooding the economy with money. And here they are doing a gigantic, monstrous overreach. And so things will get bad. And another point is, there's no point for the U.S. government to do that. Gold has no meaning to them. They can print all the money they want. What would they want with gold?
Other than
been disparaging gold for how many years in a row now? 50, 60, 70?
Only to create a gold-backed currency. And there is some merit to the fact that currencies will all be perceived as weak or non-existent sooner rather than later without some backing. So somebody's got to create a currency that has some confidence in it. The first person to back their currency with something is going to own the currency market.
Well, you know, that's why I always thought that's why China would basically step up to the plate with that, because if they suddenly had a gold-backed currency, it would become instantly so strong that all their imports would drop in price. And so inflation would fall away to zero and probably have deflation and those kinds of things, which is what you want. You want people to have cheaper food. You want people to have cheaper building materials. You want people to have cheaper everything. So that would really pay off really well for the Chinese and anybody else does it. So in that alliance between Russia and China, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, we need to talk about that, because I want to talk about the new central bank that Russia and China and India and Brazil and South America and Australia are doing their best to create right now. And for people who think that the dollar ever gets stronger, it may strengthen for a day compared to other currencies. But when you have that behemoth out there saying we want to drive the dollar out as the international currency of choice, those six countries can do that. They do have the ability. Should they act together and not start a little tiff?
That's right. When they all gang together, they can take down the biggest bully on the block, and that's us.
Absolutely, my friend. Magambo Guru, we always love having you on. Richard Dowdy, it is good stuff, as always. We'll have your article up tomorrow in the Peak Lifestyles newsletter that we give away absolutely free. You're a good man. We love having you on, brother.
Well, thank you. It's always nice to talk to someone as knowledgeable as you are, Dan.
Oh, you silver-tongued devil, you. We'll see you next week, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
Thank you.